Bro, where these hoodies at?
She got them. She got. You got. She got to make them.
They I'm here. Man, right here.
They
I'm
here, man. Nigga. It's here, bro. I got my shirt. Did you see the shirt?
I seen it on Facebook. I'm in the party. He got that shit with Younger Dawg.
He's supposed to just support it.
Yeah.
So give it up for the
cause.
Give it up for the
cause. They ain't taxing up. You see a
beat dude at? I'm not taxing y'all, you jackass.
You cannot fit that shirt.
Damn. Damn.
It's been decent though.
You can't fit that one. Put it on.
Plug the apparel since you're sitting there talking about it on the beginning of the podcast.
Well, you said plug what up?
I said plug the apparel since you're sitting there talking about it on
the beginning of the podcast. Oh, tomorrow, plug the apparel. Yeah, man, we got a shout out Sharpway, man. For her making it.
See, it's on here too. She got her shit on here too. So who's Sharpway, my nigga?
This my homie. I want it. My homie Rebecca. She's supposed to be in one of the podcasts too.
That's yeah.
I don't know. It's a good question. I didn't think we was gonna do one today. To be honest.
How do you think that he called me on at work?
Cause he called me, and he was like, "Let's do a podcast." I was like, "Cool." And then we got here and we cleaned up and shit. Then I was like, "Damn, he called my man." I called you earlier though, but you was at work. I called you like an hour ago. And I was going to tell you let's do a podcast. And I didn't even talk to him. But then I was like, fuck it. I didn't know when. But yeah, man, the Truth Tellers apparel's here, man. It's here in the flesh. But nah, I'm not texting nobody, bro.
Nah, I feel you, bro.
I'm not texting nobody.
I understand. Man, it costs money to make money.
You know what I'm saying? I got to buy it. Now, if I had the shit myself, or I was making the shit myself, then it wouldn't be shit. But I'm not.
You got a Chinese sweatshop.
I gotta pay her to make it. She the one that got the material. She got all that shit, so I gotta pay her price.
2020. What's her price? 2020.
We gonna get all the prices set when everything's here. Right.
I love y'all for tipping.
I'm gonna buy one of everything.
Happy New Year, motherfuckers.
Yeah. We here, though.
Man, welcome to World War III.
Truth Tellers.
What's
Iran
finna?
He said World War III.
Oh, me, Iran finna run this shit, boy.
What you know about that, bro? What's going on with that?
Bro, fuck. Get Trump up. Stop the war.
They said, look, whole time, they just said they don't got no issue with nobody else. They want him.
And we would get him up.
They said they just want him. They don't want the government. They want that nigga. They like him.
And we would gladly give him up to y'all.
Nah, we ain't gonna give him up.
I don't fuck with dude.
That motherfucker. We don't. That offer hit the table. Those motherfuckers in the White House with the eyes like.
All right, they offer you $2 million right now to get Trump up.
They put $80 million on his head. You ain't see it?
I'm gonna give him a fuck.
They put $80 million on his head. That's they said they want
that offer hit the table. Motherfuckers in the White House like.
I mean, I'm sure motherfuckers in the White House like, bro.
I get your ass up right now.
$80 million? Y'all ain't seeing that shit. But that would be the stupidest shit ever. Ain't nobody finna get away with that. Now that they just put that out there in the open, boy, what? It fuck around be two niggas by him. That's it. Ain't nobody else not finna play that shit. That is not gonna happen. But somebody gonna try. I think somebody gonna try it.
Everybody gonna try that shit.
I think somebody is. $80 million?
Nigga, the whole world finna turn on Trump.
I think somebody gonna try it. But
nigga,
I mean,
I'll try it.
Fuck ain't me. No point. Even if you do kill him, you're never gonna see that money. Either you're gonna die or you're gonna go to jail.
They should just keep the offer up.
I'm gonna go to Iran. What you mean? Y'all gonna Iran and catch me?
You're not gonna get to Iran. What plane you gonna get on?
Man, wherever all that.
It's not gonna happen.
I got some Marines.
It's not gonna happen.
Iran got good.
Well, they finna. If they killed Donald Trump, if he was to get killed right now, the whole country would be on lockdown. Ain't nobody leaving the country. Nobody. They would shut everything down. No overseas planes, nothing. Nobody's going nowhere. No boats. They would shut all that shit down.
Stop motherfuckers getting over here.
They don't watch it like that, though. It's not shut down. People can sneak over here because it's open. If they block that shit, ain't none of that. Nobody's going nowhere. And people would be like, damn, you're going to get caught now. Well, you have nowhere to run.
I'm just waiting for Iran. I gotta get y'all army real quick. It's like the big ass diversion.
They just gonna blow the White House up.
If they can make it to the White House, bro.
They can make it to White House.
You know how much guns you got and bombs you got, nigga?
They can make it.
They can't even touch USA.
I mean, the USA is on some shit.
They on some. We got some big shit for them.
We definitely do.
We got some big shit by the time.
But I don't know, man.
The Avengers finna pop up out of nowhere.
Man,
you gonna see Hulk come out the ground.
If we go to war with them, bro, it's gonna be crazy.
They got the allies we don't want to fuck with.
The Chinese?
We do not want no smoke with the Chinese. Bro, no. And they got Russia with them. We want no problems, bro. None. Yeah. Them Russians don't give a fuck about shit.
For Mother Russia,
They've been waiting for something to happen. If we get into it with them, that's them, North Korea, China, and Russia. Boy, we are going to die.
Boy, fuck that nigga. Chinese, they got 4 billion of motherfuckers.
We're going to die, bro.
Come here with swords and shit.
Yeah, I'm not. It'll be fucked up. But who knows? Whatever happens, happens. It ain't like we can do nothing about it.
Shit. It's a round table.
We can't do nothing about it.
It's a round table. So what y'all do for New Year's? JJ, what you do?
Shit. I was at Gary House. I saw you. Weren't you there?
No, you tripping, bro.
I was drunk.
Your ass must have been drunk.
I was drunk.
You hallucinating, my
Oh, no, it was just... Yeah, you're right. You weren't there. What am I thinking about there? You were there for some time I saw you. I forgot what that was for.
Tangie's birthday?
Maybe.
No. Well, it was at nighttime.
I don't know what the fuck you're talking about. Was I asleep?
It might have been Passion's birthday at her house.
Nigga, that's so long.
Yeah,
bro.
It was a while ago.
What the fuck? We talking? Okay,
New Year's.
Right, dude. This nigga talking about a whole month.
New Year's, we didn't do shit. We just got drunk.
Shit, I was at work, nigga. That time and a half, man. Holiday pay.
I worked New Year's Eve. I ain't worked a day.
I worked a day.
I mean, a day really ain't bad. It depends on what time you work, really.
I work mornings, so I work from 11 to 8.
Oh, you Gucci then. You could have popped out at fucking New Year's Eve. Out for the count.
Shit.
Went to sleep at fucking 3 o'clock. Get up at 10.
I don't know what time I went to sleep at. I was not able to work the next day. Not at all. Even if I had work. Shit.
I didn't get drunk at work.
If you could plan your perfect New Year's, what's the ideal New Year's look like to you?
I don't know. I don't really care for holidays.
Oh, you fuck that, man. Like, you know what I'm saying?
I honestly
play the game.
I honestly wouldn't.
Yeah,
my ideal New Year's.
Red Dead.
I really don't know.
No, I'm just saying. You don't know. You gotta put something together for the people.
A big ass kickback, hella bottles.
I really don't know.
Hella bottles.
Hella bottles.
Being at Paris,
I'll be on a yacht somewhere.
Get my dick sucked on the Eiffel Tower. Get my dick sucked on the Eiffel Tower.
See?
On the Eiffel
Tower. Playing it.
He teed.
The Eiffel Tower, bro.
Yep.
I'll be in Dubai, get my dick on a llama.
It's on the llama. Y'all be in there. It's like,
duh. On my Aladdin shit.
That'll be it for me, I guess. You know me, I'm not a holiday person.
Man, you not a regular person. You hate everything. You on Barucky's
nigga. I'm just picky. I don't hate everything.
Bro, you hate everything.
I'm just picky.
Yeah, he do everything.
It's just something really has to catch my attention. It has to be something.
Don't the shit catch your attention?
It do. A lot of things catch my attention.
Like what?
Things I like that other people don't like.
Like what, nigga?
All the opposite of what y'all like.
That ain't an answer.
That is.
That's not an answer, bro.
Everything.
You're a narcissistic, bro. You know
how to get. You trying to use that shit.
No, I like $50
life.
I do. Everything I like to do, nobody
right.
likes to do.
You don't
sit in the house.
You don't like to go bowling?
No.
You like going to school?
No.
You love school.
All the shit y'all like, I don't.
Who said I like bowling?
I would like, if it was really up to me, my everyday life, and I don't have to, like, pay for nothing. I can live, like, real life just free. I would sit in the house and play the game all day. Like, no exaggeration. I would not go outside.
You can't get paid for that.
I know. I'm just saying. I real life would not leave my house. For no reason at all. Unless I'm going to get food.
You ever seen the movie Wall-E?
The movie?
Wall-E, the cartoon movie.
No, I ain't seen it.
How the motherfucker got lazy. The robot took over and got fat as hell. Ain't gonna move.
That'll be me. I wouldn't get fat, though, but...
Watch all you gonna understand.
I real life sit in the house and play the game all day.
If you could have a robot in your house, would you have a robot?
No.
You don't want a robot?
Nope.
That motherfucker scared.
Yep, I am.
That motherfucker turning, what you gonna do?
I'm not even worried about it turning on me. That should just be so weird to me.
iRobot. Would you like something else to drink, Mr. JJ?
He talking about iRobot.
That should have freaked me the fuck out. Wake up in the middle of the night. Are you alright?
That nigga stayed.
You gonna be over? No. No, I'm good.
Beat this iRobot.
Nope.
Really? Stay in the living room when I'm sleeping.
Wake up that bitch right here at your door. At the door.
Looking at you.
Bright as fuck with all the lights on. Like, no, I'm good, bro. That shit up.
That's with eggs and bacon, though.
That shit up. Just imagine if I do some acid and I'm in the house.
Dude, you would beat the shit out of them.
Like, that shit have tweaked me out, bro. Like,
you'll end up on customer service the next morning. Like, you know, fuck, bro.
Come and get this motherfucker.
It's in pieces. No more. I made it easy for y'all to transfer.
Dude, I want this bitch no more. I couldn't do it.
Beat up the motherfucking. That's his go-to thing. Like, what if I was on acid?
I'm just saying, like, if I was to do drugs.
He said, because that's a high possibility.
You know what I'm saying? Acid. I'm in my house, though. I'm in my crib. If I want to do some drugs.
You ain't even about acid. I'm buying a robot.
Are you the roto?
Bitch will be ahead talking this shit. And I'm what the fuck is that? Get the tweaking. I'm Gucci.
What's the next, like, innovative thing you think's going to happen? Like, we in 2020, so we ain't got no flying cars. What's going to happen? What's something crazy that's going to happen?
Nothing. I think we're going to have a... gonna have like a world like drought. I think the world's gonna be like fucked up.
What are we droughting from, nigga?
Because everything's just drying out. It's gonna be fucked up.
You talking about Australia?
I'm talking about everything. Remember, it was just fucking Africa first. No, it was France first that was fucking just burning. Then it was Africa that was just fucking burning. Now it's Australia that's just fucking burning. And it was California not too long ago.
Man, California, stay on fire.
I mean, but not like that. Not like
the whole California on fire, bro.
That shit, fuck that. I think we're going to have a big ass drought.
So you think it's going to be a hellfire?
No, I don't think it's going to be no hellfire. I don't think everything's just going to catch on fire, but I think it's just...
That'd be crazy.
It's just going to be dry as hell. Shit's just going to start dying out. Shit's just going to start dying out.
That's going to take years.
Yeah.
I'm talking about next... 5 to 10 years.
That's what, yeah.
If you think about it, bro, it's July.
Hell yeah.
It's like 50 degrees outside.
Yeah, I think I'm about 5 years. If even that, it's just gonna be, shit gonna be just dry.
We can sustain, like.
We're gonna die. Fuck it.
We can try.
No, we can't sustain. I mean, I'm sure there's things in
there. I mean, well, yeah.
And they gonna try. That shit ain't gonna work. So they're trying to lead the earth.
Yeah, I think.
That's when shit's gonna go crazy.
Yeah, they gonna lead the earth.
Yep, that's why.
Motherfuckers gonna lead the earth.
It's not gonna work, and they gonna freak out, and they gonna just leave motherfuckers in here. Gonna stay in the space station. We gonna be out here fucking drying out.
Motherfucking.
Y'all seen 100? Yeah, 100. Yeah, that shit's gonna happen.
Hell no.
They can go live. Gonna stay in the space shuttle.
100 years later, grounders. Grounders, nigga.
Grounders throwing them.
It's gonna be us. That's gonna be us. We're gonna be the fucking grounders. We're gonna be the mountain men. Fuck you talking about. I'm in the mountain.
I'm gonna be a grounder, nigga. On me, I'm kill motherfuckers on sight.
I'm linking on sight.
Nope. I'm in the mountain.
Snatching the first cool spirit.
On me, spirit motherfuckers.
That's what I think. What do you guys think?
Shit.
We gonna die. Fuck you mean? They global warming gonna take over.
Global warming gonna take over. Damn.
Global warming gonna cause the drought.
It is. You see polar bear underwater now?
That's what's gonna cause the drought, bro. That shit finna start.
Antarctica hot?
Everything finna start drying up.
Shit. Y'all talking about some prolific shit.
I'm telling you, bro,
Alaska is 45 degrees right now. Motherfucker outside with sweatpants on and a hoodie.
This shit finna get real. We might not live to see it all happen, but we gonna see the start of it. We definitely gonna see the start.
It's gonna bust. I ain't gonna lie. I'm ready.
I'm not ready. You fucking tweaking. You saying that shit. You are not ready for you are not ready for that.
He said I'm ready.
I'm ready.
You say that until that shit happened, and everybody, you gotta remember, everybody in the world's freaking out. It's not just you. Everybody is tweaking. Everybody. People thinking about killing motherfuckers. People thinking about everything. I'm not ready for that, bro. I mean, I feel like I would survive, but I'm not ready to go through it.
For an apocalypse?
So you're like, just anything. If we have a big ass drought, bro, shit's gonna start going crazy. People gonna start trying to steal everything from everybody too.
Yeah.
People gonna start fucking tweaking.
That would take a long time for the whole like
apocalyptic shit.
No, like yeah, the mass freak out to happen, but
I'm saying if we had
something that could happen that like the mass freak out happened immediately. like immediately, like if zombies. We get bombed, like zombie. Yeah,
oh no, bombed. Not no zombies.
Nigga, talk about zombies,
nigga. Hey, that ain't possible.
Hell no.
Think about it. All this shit y'all talk about ain't possible. You talk about some.
I feel like
some biological shit ain't possible.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
That shit's possible.
It is.
That's biological, bro. Like,
yeah,
it's easy.
It's man-made.
Yeah, like shit can happen. Like motherfuckers can drop some shit on us right now, and we'll grow like two extra arms.
I'm not ready.
Out here with two extra
arms.
Talking about
Spearman
626.
I'm not.
Chicago, fucking Ground Zero.
I'm not prepared for.
I'm going to.
Honestly, man, if anything was to happen on some crazy shit like that in the world, I would just want to die. I do not want to experience that shit. I do not want to see that.
Well,
shit.
Think about it. It's only in the this U.S. Shit
but I'm saying it'll that shit'll travel.
Fight or flight.
Like,
you believe in that shit?
Bro, the Chinese ain't gonna
about
to have that shit
happen
out there.
Nigga, that shit will travel. He's talking about zombies, bro. It takes one person, bro. One person. That's all it takes.
Patient zero, nigga.
That's one thing. They fucking scratch you. Now you go fucking tweet and go run to somebody else.
They walk past you, breathe on you, shit.
Man, anything.
Nothing. Anything, bro. Motherfuckers just start turning into zombies. You gonna
start tweaking. You go run somebody, then they got somebody. Now they got,
Then somebody started biting motherfuckers. Then it's over with.
And it's over with. Somebody trying to hide, they get on the plane and leave, bite everybody on the airplane. Now
the plane don't even land. The plane crash, land and shit.
Somebody
now
leave.
Callers. Now you got callers.
Somebody leave. Go somewhere and bite somebody else. Nope. I'm good, bro. I'm not fucking with no epidemics.
That shit like a snowball. That's like real talk. Snowball.
That is the biggest snowfall in
snowball. Snowball, nigga. Snowball.
Snowball. What'd I say? Snowfall?
Yeah.
It's
okay.
Yeah.
Hey, Reese.
He say Reese.
Look. I'm finna call her out. Remember we was on the podcast with what's his name?
Who?
Maurice. Mr. What's the dude? The last time podcast.
Oh, Marquitas.
Marquitas. See, I told you that's the name. Remember the last time?
No.
You know what I'm talking about?
No.
You don't remember the podcast?
When Marquitas was here, we were sitting right here smoking,
drinking.
Yeah, but I don't. What are you talking about?
All right, so like you brought up a number, right? So I listened back to the podcast. You said 7.633. Yes, you did. Good, listen to it. Go back. No, you didn't, bro. Go listen to the podcast. I swear to God, I go find it. Look, all right, what was it?
But I don't know which one it was. We did two episodes that night.
I remember which one it was. But man, I just had to bring that shit up because it was real funny.
Listen to a podcast on a podcast.
Hell yeah, we gotta promote that podcast because that shit's funny, bro. You go back and listen to some silly ass shit like that, bro.
I'm gonna go back and listen to all of them. I'm gonna go start back from episode one.
That'd take a whole more.
Bro, I think episode one had to be the funniest episode because no ass is retarded.
No, I think the funniest episode was when we was at Gary's house when there was Zoe and Ghost there. I think that was the funniest fucking episode we had.
He got put in the dirt. This nigga did.
Damn.
That shit was funny.
Who are you doing?
Nobody. Who got put in the dirt?
He was getting them short jokes.
Oh, yeah.
15 minutes straight.
Yeah, they had big jokes.
15 minutes straight.
I thought somebody didn't suplex your ass. Never.
Never.
Dang, on the podcast.
That'll never happen. Oh, right, JJ. On the podcast.
Perfect. Remember Chris? That's the master's name, Chris McHawthorne.
Like Tim Chris?
Yeah, I think what's his name, Simon?
I remember Simon.
Yeah, it's Simon Cullen, the brother of him. I seen him, I work with homie Chris. So he was like, yeah, man, Hoffman was busting. It's a big ass mess for backfire. I said, yeah. He said, yeah, it was a big ass 20 on 20. I said, tell me more. I don't hear about this. He said, yeah, man, it's 20 of us and 20 black guys. We had to fight and throw in a big ass brawl. We had fun. I said, hold on, it was a 20 on 20.
Never.
I'm looking like it was 20 on 20.
No, we would have killed their ass.
I said, man, if it was even, we would have beat the shit out of y'all.
We would have killed their ass. We would have went to jail for
real. Nigga told me it was 20 on 20. He was throwing them bitch whooping niggas ass. I said, first of all, tell me who you fought.
Oh, bro. You should have crunched his ass.
I didn't just stop. I'm like, hold on. I said, hold on. Let me call out JJ real quick. Hold on. I said, 4-0. Guess how you told me it started?
Huh? What'd he say?
The nigga said it would happen randomly. That we just randomly fought in the cafeteria. It's a tradition thing.
Oh, he said like, oh, okay. Like, get a stupid dumbass.
I said, bro, you thought I was talking about a tradition? He said, yeah. I said, was you there?
If anything, we started the tradition. If anything.
We ended the tradition.
They did that shit a couple times before us, but it wasn't never like us.
It was never, it was like a damn 7 on 100. Yeah. But it wasn't no damn 7 on 30.
Right. They, when they was doing it back then,
it was an even ass thing.
Yeah, it was a bunch of them. Fucking 30 of them and 30 of them.
What you talking about?
Dude told me about
the Black and Mexican fights in Hoffman back in the day.
Oh, shit.
Dude told my
everybody was involved.
Yeah. Back in the day, it was a bunch of, everybody was even. For us, it was like 6 of us and like 40 of them.
I'm talking about some Black and Mexican.
And we were still beating their ass.
Beating the shit out there. Ain't mad as hell.
I got arrested. Niggas started running. I got arrested in the middle of the fight. Dude put me in handcuffs. I'm in the middle of a big ass brawl. I'm looking at motherfuckers like, dude, motherfuckers can just beat the shit out of me right now. I can't do nothing. I'm in handcuffs. Janice in handcuffs. I'm bro.
Bro, my shit was shot. I got that jam. Police came.
That shit blew me.
Bro, my hand wish I go to the office. They thought, was you in the fight? I'm no. Yes, you was. I was a motherfucker. I got the hospital. Right in jail.
They arrested all my ass.
We all in the police station.
Nigga, Hoffman, as soon as I... It was like a countdown. Every day I went to school, that bitch, as soon as I walked out them doors, I'm gone. I don't care what time it was. I'm out of there. It could be 10:30 in the morning. Boom! Gone. Fucking, what was that? Block A lunch, block B lunch, or some shit like that. A, B, C, D lunch, whatever. Whatever that shit was, nigga. Gone. Phew! Out of there. Wouldn't come back. Had a girlfriend, everything. I was... It was over with. Just gone, bro. Fuck it.
I ditched one term. I didn't even ditch school completely. I ditched one class.
Nigga, we went out. Them classes were way too long. Nigga, went to the bathroom. Went to the bathroom in the class. Gone.
If you think about it, bro, one class was down in 2 hours.
It was an hour and a half, 90 minutes.
I'm in that bitch. I took a nap, woke back up, got an hour left. I said, what the fuck is going on, bro?
Yeah. I did.
Imagine what happened in history class. Nigga, I mean, that bitch sleep like a bitch.
That's why I started doing drugs, bro.
This shit boring as hell.
Oh, I'm in that bitch like, fuck this. I'm in class, sleep. I wake up, it's the next block. I'm damn.
Yo, and this is the
fuck. Y'all ain't gonna wake me up.
This is the panel for continuing like, classes.
Shit. They just leave me in that bitch. I'm in people's seat. My boy's like, JJ, watch out. I'm damn. I look at the teacher, I'm what the fuck? He should have went to sleep.
Right.
I'm all, okay, cool.
You made me miss the whole next
class. I don't give a fuck. I'll go back to sleep. Man. I don't care. I go right to my next class. Sleep. I go right to sleep. Wake up, bell ring, go to the gym, go hoop. Go hoop.
Wide awake for gym, though.
Oh, bro, I'm wide awake now.
That's the best thing that ever happened. 2 hour gym.
I think that was the greatest thing ever of high school.
Hell yeah, we had
us in gym and after school. That was it.
Lunch was pretty decent.
Lunch was shit. We didn't do shit in lunch. Motherfuckers didn't even really eat lunch.
That's what I was doing.
We went to lunch, we'd play spades, or we'll go hoop.
I'm gone.
We was never
gone. We were going to football in the cafeteria, got thrown that bitch. Yeah. That was mad as hell.
Yeah, we started a food fight. That was nice.
Yeah, I would have whooped somebody's ass.
No, that's true. This nigga funny as hell, bro. We walking down the hallway. Remember the milk cartons? Man opened the whole milk carton, bro. Throw that bitch down the hallway. Nigga, that shit was so fucking funny.
Motherfucker,
that shit was so fucking funny, boy. We did that shit one time.
G, I smacked a football team, though. A tray full of potatoes, G.
That shit was so
They wanted to beat my ass so bad.
But shit, other than that, I don't remember us doing shit in lunch. I feel like the breakfast time for us was better than lunch.
Yeah, when you get there.
When everybody get there, we all sitting at the table playing space like a motherfucker.
Motherfucker went to football to be going to call the cafeteria.
Hey, y'all gotta go to class. We alright. After this hit.
Still sitting there.
Yeah, that bitch playing big space.
I got a free block. Let me see your ID. Hold on, G.
Motherfucker had big ass scores and shit.
If you wear your ID, JJ, young boy, you just said my whole name. Like, what the fuck do you need my ID for?
Like, you know me.
Mr. Ward, where you going?
Your schedule used to be on the back of your ID.
Your
schedule used to be on that bill.
I lost my ID.
Look at your ID, know exactly where you're going to be
Second day of school.
Nigga, I never had one. Hey, gang, I threw that bitch like, I don't want this shit.
Then they put that shit around y'all neck. That was funny. I was out of that.
They tried to put that bitch on our neck. Hey, if you don't have your ID, you're not getting in the building. I said, cool. What the fuck? I will go right back home, bro. My mom is at work. I'm cool.
No, no even, fuck. Try to tell me I can't go in.
Yep, that's all I was talking about. They wouldn't let me
trespassing. You no fuck.
They started making me get temporary IDs. Nigga, I had so many IDs, they made me just stop paying for it. They was like, bro, just keep them. They was like, just keep the ID.
They made you?
They told me just stop paying for it.
Nigga, they put my ID on a hoodie. A Hoffman hoodie, nigga.
They told my shit to stop.
Yeah, motherfucker. You know how your ID, they seen your ass, so always put a little stick on your ass.
Yeah, that's what it was. Stick. Nigga, at the end of my freshman year, I had like fucking...
Put a stick on your
I owed like $200 and some for fucking temporary IDs.
Nigga... My nigga. Portfolio like this big, two big ass binders, man. Mm-hmm. You always in the office. Y'all can call me down here for.
Oh, bro, y'all call me down here. I'm not here because of my fucking self.
Boy, after my second portfolio, put me in group with y'all. That's the best thing ever. Yeah,
you was there before me. I wasn't in that shit.
You wasn't in that shit, bro. When I walked in that bitch, I see Joe Doobie.
I only went in there because Joe told me to go in. My head got kicked out of class. This one we was in math class. We had Mr. Jones, boy.
That gay nigga.
Yeah, nigga, me and Joe in there was frying this bitch, bro. I'm talking about because this bitch drew a picture of, she drew a picture of her hanging me and Joe, boy. I'm what the fuck? We in class? What the fuck? We get to frying this bitch, bro. Teacher kicked me out of class. He tell me, he like, JJ, get out of class. I'm all right. I said, Mr. Jones, I'm going to the gym. I'm letting you know right now. He, all right, whatever, just get out. Cool, I get out. I turn the corner, Joe getting kicked out of class, too. I'm damn, where the fuck you going? He like, shit, I'm finna go to group. I'm, what the fuck? He like, just come with me. I'm cool. I'm going to that bitch. Miss O'Connor was in that bitch. She like, you can stay. I'll write you a pass. I'm cool. I'm about to snatch, boy. I walk into class. She got a whole counter of just all types of snacks.
They had been big ass up. I'm where I feel
shit. I'm cool. She, what happened, man? Fuck, dude. Dude didn't say nothing to this bitch, though. He ain't said nothing to her. We ain't even talking to this bitch. She just draw herself hanging, motherfuckers. Like, well, I don't even know you. What the fuck is wrong with this bitch? But she didn't get in trouble. Then she called me a nigger after class. I was gonna knock her ass out.
What's wrong with girl?
Well, I don't. That bitch was just weird, bro.
I don't know.
She was just weird.
I'm gonna beat her ass.
Nigga, I'm talking about. I was gonna beat her ass, bro, in the hallway. She spit on me and everything. But she tried to spit on. What?
What the fuck? What is
this?
What is
this? This is my sophomore year, bro.
Who the fuck?
Some white bitch. She worked at Walmart right here.
She worked at Walmart. Pregnant. She walking around whispering niggas.
Nah, she don't say shit to me now, but when I see her, she just be like, oh, hey, JJ. Like, she see me now. I've known her since we was in, like, seventh grade. But I, you know what I'm saying? I never was like...
She went through a racist stage and shit.
You know what I'm saying? I just knew who she was because we was in school
like, that's
for so
fucking
long.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying. Like, what the fuck?
Like, that bitch had a racist stage.
You know what I'm saying? That bitch was finna spit on me, bro. I was finna knock her ass out. Joe grabbed me and just picked me up, boy. I was finna beat that bitch ass. She didn't get in no trouble, though. I got detention and everything. Boy, what the fuck?
Bro,
me I got in school suspension talking about you were finna hit a female. What y'all in here? Nothing this bitch just said to me. She can just do whatever she want to.
Nigga, I had in school suspension every day.
My junior year, I think I had in school every single day.
Bro, me and my kid in that bitch every day. We throw at the pantry. Rack up at the pantry. Yeah. At the in school.
I think, it was a little bit before y'all, but like... I remember I used to get sent to the office, and they used to be like, you finna go in school suspension. I'm like, no, I'm not. Like, every time, dude, shit, like, I'm like, bro, I'm not finna go, bro.
This nigga, JJ, funny as fuck. The nigga said, hey, man, I said, what's up, you hungry? I said, yeah. He said, come on, go to the cafeteria. We in school, walk clean out of school, go to the cafeteria, get some food. Hey, where y'all going? He said, let's the cafeteria.
JJ, no. Well, I'm hungry, bro.
Keep walking.
You can't eat food walking. In here. I'm okay. So everybody get lunch, and we just gotta not eat all day, because we're in school. Okay, because we're in jail now. Fuck out of here. I'm going to the cafeteria.
Y'all just walking past, you got the door open, motherfucker.
Yeah,
motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? Everybody eat it, we don't get no lunch. What the fuck? Boy, y'all got me fucked up.
Then you got your homies walk past the door, like, hey!
Oh, God, niggas talking shit. Y'all ain't eating them. I'm okay.
Well, clean out.
I'm all right. Come on, man. We're gonna go to the cafeteria. Hey, what? I'm coming, bro.
Me get up, I'll clean out.
Boy, y'all got us fucked up.
They call good security. They left.
Yep, don't care. Meet me downstairs. Hey, JJ, I'm no, bro. I'm getting something to eat, bro. I'm fucking hungry. I'm fucking 15, bro. Y'all gonna tell me I can't eat, bro? Y'all got me fucked up, dude.
Yeah, that's hilarious.
We go right in the line. They right there escorting us. We in the line, dude. Hey, right behind us. Like, man, just go ahead. Because y'all know, if y'all ain't finna grab me and pick me up, y'all not finna make me leave. And y'all legally cannot fucking touch me.
Right, I know. Fuck out tomorrow. You better call my mama.
He ain't lying with the man.
They right next to us. They, what are you guys gonna get them? Don't worry about it. Fuck to my.
They gonna have a whole conversation.
You will see it when we order the fucking food.
We come at the end school, motherfuckers, man.
Oh God, motherfuckers, man. We coming that bitch whole lunch tray. Chips, nachos, all types of
drinks. Snacks. How they get there?
But then I was like, fuck it. I started bringing my book bag. I'm fucking. I'm all right. I got some for y'all. Book bag. No books, all snacks. Weed. That's the only thing in my book bag. Yeah. Weed and snacks.
You got a big ass towel on some good Netflix.
Oh, God. I go to school with fucking a half a pound of weed in my book bag and probably $50 worth of fucking snacks. And that was in, what, 2009? So we ain't had no taxes. Like, whew. We was getting it busted, boy.
Busted.
It was a good days. I'm glad I ain't never got caught with that much weed.
I was a big athlete, bro. But I had weed like that on me. But, like, I remember, like, I was one of them athletes, you know what I'm saying? But, like, you know, I had, like, a group of friends, including my girlfriend. I was like, all right, get your little cupcakes on game day or, you know, whatever competition day and shit like that. Y'all all got the same colors on. Ooh, this is and that. One time I came up in there high as a motherfucking kite. My girlfriend and her friends looking at me like, you okay? I'm like, yeah, because I couldn't tell them either. You know what I'm saying? This one, motherfuckers was against that shit.
Hell yeah, motherfuckers were fuck around and told on you.
Nigga, I look like I was probably look like I was gonna die.
Just think about it, too. Just like, think about it. Back then?
Like, she didn't, like, you know what I'm saying? Motherfuckers didn't know.
We was probably looking retarded.
In the morning. Right. In the morning, bro.
We probably look retarded as hell. They like, damn.
Yo,
man. That bitch like, shit. I'm fucked. <tired, bro.
laughs> I'm just tired.
Oh, God.
Bro, the best feeling ever, Jaden got that lean for the first time. He said, hey, man, drink the sugar. Yeah. Bro, we go to the gym. They thought we got to do the mile run.
Well, I will never forget that shit. My homie Dominique, bro, she brought me a whole fucking 16-ounce bottle of lean, nigga.
Yo, it's overdue.
For free, nigga.
That nigga always
I'm talking about for free. We in class. She gave it to me. She, yeah, here. What the fuck? She like, yeah, you can just have it on.
Shit like that did.
Nigga, I go right to the cafeteria and grab like four Ohanas, nigga. My life, man.
Four,
nigga. I come back. I go to med class. Nigga, come with me now. I'm like, come on, bro. We finna go get nice and we finna go to the gym.
You know, fucked up, bro. We walk out of class.
Nigga, we go right to the gym, nigga. And I'm just out. Back then, we weren't pouring no deuces, nigga. I'm just pouring shit. Yeah, like,
I'm already knowing.
I got a whole 16 out. Woo!
I'm already knowing, nigga. Whoa. I remember going to kick it with somebody back in the day. Just random white boy or some shit like that. Whoever's house, you know, you usually have a group of people over their house. You go over their house, this motherfucker's like. Oh, 16.
Motherfucker's 16 years old, 17.
Slump.
I don't have the lighter. I told you that's JJ's lighter.
Don't you have one?
The whole party. Sleep.
They be slobbing. 16, 15.
I'm just 16 people, not just 16 year olds. Like 10 people in there. Just
I'm talking about that age. Motherfuckers be 16. Drunk as hell. Drunk as fuck.
JJ, hell, they don't party, bro. The party you do, nigga. Yeah, nigga, line up. Mad as hell, can't get inside the party. Bitch on the floor passed out.
Yeah, they always was some drunk motherfucker.
Some drunk motherfucker.
We was over drinking them days.
Yeah, bro. Like,
overly doing
just
it.
Just for no reason, though. It's Tuesday. Motherfuckers drunk as hell.
Motherfucker got spore in the morning.
We at school with the bottle. Drunk as fuck in school.
There
was a fucking man.
Bro, what's that dude shitting on himself at the party?
Yeah, we was talking about that when Zoe was just here.
Oh, niggas on the chair slump. Doobie said, you smell that shit? I said, what is that? He said, man, I think Doobie shit it.
That nigga shit on himself.
I don't know how motherfuckers got away with shit back then.
Like, nigga got away. He didn't get away with it. That nigga didn't come to school for like 4 months.
Damn.
That nigga just stopped coming to school. That nigga
got away. If I shit on myself, I'd just leave. Like,
nah, he was drunk.
He was drunk as hell.
I don't give no fuck, nigga. Like,
he was passed out.
Even so, nigga, I gotta leave. I gotta move states.
He couldn't. I would've
went home like, ma.
Yeah, we gotta
it's
go.
It's time to go. What you do? What you do? You kill somebody? No.
Damn near. Shit.
kill my social career.
Oh, God, forever.
Bro, dude woke up drunk as hell, talk about the party. I said, bro, go your ass home.
He rolled that nigga up in a carpet.
And carried it out to the crib.
Hey, whole time when I used to work at Walmart, I used to see that nigga like every night.
I seen his brother.
He used to be, JJ, what's up, bro?
When you get your ass out of the kitchen, bro. We in the middle of
a party. It's okay, bro. I'm just seasoning. Relax.
Make a big ass sandwich and shit.
Make chicken breast.
Look like a chicken breast.
I'm trying to look like one when I'm eating this.
That don't even. That sound like cannibalism.
It do. Ooh! Friend gets Cool J.
Oh, yeah, he saw that shit. That shit. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, what's your name?
Shady. Look, did you see the fucking meme, like, the whole video and shit? Bro. Nigga.
Nigga, hey, I tried to fuck this ugly bitch one day, bro. Shit did not work. Yeah. He's dumb, y'all.
Oh my God. If y'all ain't seen that, go see that, man. Shaky Funny Ass on Instagram.
Yeah, man. For all the females out there, ain't getting no coochie. And we play against coochie. Damn.
Speak for yourself, bro.
You ain't getting no coochie while you talking.
I'm not begging for no coochie.
You ain't getting no coochie either.
I'm not begging for no fucking.
You in the bitch smacking your shit with a whole girl in, bro.
Never.
He talking about, babe. Can I get some coochie?
Never.
Come in stepping. I see you stepping, son.
Yeah, losing weight, sweating, this shit barking.
Not day,
day. Whatever you say. Come on, season.
I'm almost
old bay seasoning.
All 2020. If I don't get no coochie.
That'd be horrible, bro. Come on, man. You're supposed to bring a year in like that.
That's crazy, bro. You get no coochie in 2020, bro.
Right, I'm saying like, did I do something wrong?
Nope.
Okay.
Y'all got good your New Year.
I did it.
Shit,
he said, huh?
Hey, the main nigga talk about.
I did.
Not JJ.
It's not JJ. We ain't no Gucci.
I got something the next day.
The second. Nah.
I just didn't do nothing because I was eating tacos.
It was number two.
You eat tacos.
I was eating tacos. Yeah. That shit was over with.
Nigga, I'll fuck why you eat tacos.
No, it's just sometimes. It gets to a point.
Like, I've never been able to.
Oh, but when you do, bro, it's like.
Oh, no, I think I did once.
Excalibur sword.
Yeah. I think I did one time. Well, other than that, I never can. So I was like, nope.
No sex for me on New Year's. Babe!
I'm in
for
tacos.
He's
creating
the podcast,
dude. He doing too much now.
You was in Chicago on New Year's? Oh, no. You said you was at work.
I was at work.
I was in Chicago.
Hey, y'all going to the All-Star game?
No.
They said tickets, $1,500.
Yeah, up there. Higher than that right now.
I think I'm finna go to the corner store and buy some beer.
You look like a corner store, nigga.
That's what I think I'm
finna do. Like being a bit playing. Live, drinking 40s.
Standing next 40s. To the old ass Mexican and shit.
I don't drink 40s.
Why not?
I just don't. They're nasty
to me. How they fucking nasty? It's the same beer in the fucking 40s. Yes, the fuck it is, nigga. What the fuck is you talking about? How's it not? How's it different? Because it's in a different bottle, right? You sound dumb as hell. So it's the same beer in a different bottle.
That's like some people like shit in bottles and not in cans.
No, it's not like different. Nigga, my argument is it's the same shit.
I guess.
Am I right?
Kinda.
Say I'm right.
Kinda.
No, go ahead, bro. No. What the fuck, nigga? It's not how is Modelo in a can versus a bottle not the same as Modelo in a 40?
Because it's different.
Because it's a different bottle, right? But it's the same shit in the bottle, right? So how the fuck is it not?
Flavor, it's
right,
different.
Right. Like the bottle of flavor. Like
the bottle makes a difference.
What did it do? What did it do to it? Because it's a different bottle, right?
And it tastes different.
Why it tastes different?
Because
Okay, but it's the same shit in that bottle, though. Even though it tastes the same. Nah, bro. Look,
right, you're not going to argue.
You're not going to win this one, bro, because
you're
look.
You're not going to win this shit. Like, JJ is not going to change his mind.
Like,
you have a gun to his head, and he would not care.
Nigga, it's Modelo in a can. It's the same Modelo it is in 40. Yeah, so if I take two cans of fucking Modelo and pour it in a 40 ounce, it's not the same shit?
Nope.
Ripping. You heard it here first. Niggas officially retarded.
You heard it here first, guys. A 40 and a 40 bottle. It tastes better than Modelo. Hold on, you know Modelo?
Anything.
They're like some people, what I was...
They can prefer what they want to drink out of, but I'm saying it's the same. The contents are the same.
I mean, I get what you're saying. I'm not saying right. No, but I'm just saying. Like,
no, I am asking you to speak to you. I'm asking you to tell me.
Oh, then yes.
That the shit in the bottle is the same. So what?
I have no preference. Me.
Yeah, but that wasn't what I was talking about.
Oh, okay.
Because I already acknowledged that's what you were talking about.
Okay.
Because you poor listener, fucking narcissist.
Fucking retarded.
I get
poor listener.
I get it.
So I'm right. What the fuck? How can I be kind of right if you get it? Get it? What? Cause what?
Just kind
of. This nigga
got
up
and left. He got up and left.
Nigga, hot son. What the fuck gonna do?
It's hot, man.
Going to menopause soon.
At 25, and I'm not a female.
So, what's the first place you're finna vacation to this year?
I'm going to Arizona.
Oh, yeah, you're asking to go there to stay, ain't you?
No, I'm going to go visit first.
Why are you going to Arizona?
That's where it's at.
That's just so
bad. Look outside right now. Just look
how depressing this looks.
It just looks horrible, bro. It just looks like you walk outside, you're like, all right, well, I'm outside now. Arizona, bro, you walk outside, like,
nice.
Fat ass lizard right there.
Sunny. I'm not
sure. Come on,
okay.
Crazy.
Sure
that shit. Only thing I'm worried about seeing is mountain lion. That's it.
Why the fuck is your mountain lion?
By the mountains.
You mean go by mountain?
I mean, I'm not going there. I'm just saying. Animals travel, bro. Like, animals don't move.
Oh, it was a big-ass cougar out here.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like,
oh, I heard there was a cougar in where?
It was in Hoffman.
Hoffman.
It was in the forest reserve. I told y'all this. Everybody thought I was talking shit.
There was a cougar around here recently.
I don't know. It might still be over here. It might have moved, but it was in. That shit was like 4 years ago.
No, that's the same cougar. Right?
And I was trying to tell people, everybody, yo ass tweeted. Then that shit was on the news. Everybody, yeah, bitch, y'all think I'm lying, bro? I seen it with my own eyes.
How do y'all run a cougar?
I seen that motherfucker. I was in a car.
You gotta outmaneuver it.
I was in a car.
You can't outrun.
Ain't no outmaneuvering shit. That is a cat that sees at night. I seen that bitch at night, boy.
You can outmaneuver.
You can outmaneuver a cougar.
You can outmaneuver.
You can hide.
You can outmaneuver.
Try.
You can try.
You can't outrun it.
Zigzag, my nigga.
You gotta outmaneuver that motherfucker, bro.
I don't know.
You do. You just gotta have an extra person with you.
Use that bait.
That's what it sounds like, shit. Because somebody's getting caught. Somebody's gonna get caught.
Nah, outmaneuver, bro.
I seen that bitch. I was with my homie Luke, nigga. We seen that bitch in the car. He was taking me to work. I used to work at Mariano's. I used to start at midnight.
Nigga, we was some in the food. We was working up there. You saw the alien when he was working up there, too, didn't
you? Nah, then I seen the alien.
The fuck's the alien at?
He's seen the 80s, bro.
And backlot.
Bro, whatever you smoking, I need it, bro.
It's in backlot, bro.
This nigga seen it.
It's in ET and just thought, look at the alien UFO.
It was an animal.
Bro, if you would have heard this nigga, this is a podcast, this nigga explained this
shit. I did it on the podcast, didn't I?
Yeah, you explained it.
You seen the alien, my nigga.
Yes. I seen it. Tevin seen it. My mama seen it. Tevin mama seen it. Mike seen it. Yes, bro.
What is it?
Yes. It looked like, when I first seen it, it looked like a fucking, like a raccoon or something. And that bitch fucking stretch out. Bro, I'm not explaining it, bro. It's giving me goosebumps. It's weird, bro. It's weird.
Oh, shit.
Y'all don't gotta believe me.
Oh, shit. All right.
I don't see that bitch ourselves. Just like I said, nobody believed me about the mountain lion until motherfuckers started seeing it.
That's believable.
Aliens.
I can say somebody could tell me they saw an elephant come down Higgins Road.
You believe seeing an alien? And
how would I not?
A fucking elephant,
yes.
Walking down Higgins Road from where?
Where the fuck did the alien come from? How is that not just as believable as seeing an alien?
Because that's not just as believable as I seen an alien, I seen an elephant. That's like saying
what's more probable?
That's not more probable.
Which one's more probable?
In Illinois.
An alien on Earth.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, and there's elephants in Illinois.
So, in the zoo. Yeah.
Some of them got pets. South Barrington, you know what I'm saying?
This nigga, so I seen him over a raccoon, scratch his body off, stood the fuck up with my height.
It's standing like this, right. It's like this high.
Right. So it wasn't a coyote? No.
Nigga, I know a coyote when coyotes don't
this
stretch,
nigga, this
bro.
Nigga said it jumped over a car and went under a car at the same time.
Yes, it jumped over.
It
jumped,
kept it moving, you know what I'm saying? Like, so it kept two cars, yes, like, nigga. Two cars like this, right? This nigga jumped over the car and kept moving.
Yes.
Under
the car. Yes. I could do that.
Bro, okay. I'm telling you, bro.
Some motherfucker jumped like this. Kevin moving.
Under the next car.
Kevin moving. How far was it from you?
We were in the garage. We was in BJ's garage.
So the car is in front of the garage.
Yes. So it's like this. If we're here, we're back here at the table. You know the table used to be back here. That's the wall in the garage. Don't go to the front door. Don't go to the garage door. We sitting there playing the game. We look, all you see is, whoa, fast as fuck. So we like, whoa. I'm like, whoa, what the fuck was that? Tevin's like, close the garage, nigga. I run to the back of the garage so fast, bro. I'm like, no, fuck that shit. Then fucking 5 minutes later, we start hearing all these fucking dogs crying back there by the trail. All them houses over there got dogs, nigga. All them dogs are outside fucking crying and barking and shit. Next day we come outside, it's like fucking 15 missing dogs all down Kingsbury. Missing dogs everywhere, all different dogs. That thing was over here eating shit, bro.
Dude, this is a new detail. I ain't heard this.
I did tell you that.
I ain't hear about the missing dogs.
I did tell you that.
No, you didn't tell me.
I did, because that's where it ran up to. 15
missing dogs.
Ask Kevin, bro.
15 missing dogs.
Ask Kevin, bro. If I'm lying, I'm dying, bro. On my grandma's grave, bro. Yes, nigga. It was missing dog signs.
Ain't your grandma alive?
No. My grandma died the year we moved here. Damn, 2018.
Oh.
15 missing. That's a new detail.
My nanny.
Man, write that one down.
I'm telling you, bro. I'm telling you, bro. My mama seen it. That bitch jumped over my mama's car, nigga. That same day, then none of us go to sleep. We all stayed up and we just stayed in the garage. Me, Tevin, and Mike. We all just stayed up that whole night. And that had to have been.
I ain't gonna take that experience from you, bro. But like 15 missing
nigga,
dogs.
Nigga, I'm telling you, bro. Yeah. I will call. When we dump this podcast, I'm gonna call Tevin.
It's not the same.
I'm telling you, bro.
It ain't even necessary.
I got a witness that's with me. I saw Mike and he'll tell you.
But it sounds like y'all can sell rights to a TV show for that.
Okay.
The Stranger Thing.
I'm telling you, bro. That shit was real.
Demi Gordon.
My mama seen that shit. That shit jumped right over my mama's car.
Yeah.
But y'all amazed. I didn't Demi Gorgon in person, dude. I feel you.
Man, my mama don't smoke. So if I was smoking, what the fuck my mama sees?
Some of y'all ate.
I had contact.
I'm telling you, bro.
Right.
This nigga's him motherfucker got over 15 dogs. Got the fuck up out of there.
My bitch got the fuck out of there.
Ain't nobody seen or heard from him since.
Nope.
The motherfucker make the news, nothing.
15 missing dogs. 15 missing dogs.
How is that thing gonna make the news? It's just missing dogs.
15 dogs.
15 missing dogs in the same area, nigga.
So what are you gonna do about that?
Where the fuck the dogs go? What?
They're
no.
Dead.
Where the body?
They ate it. They ate it, nigga.
Oh my god.
Where the dogs outside?
They ate it. Yes, bro.
All 15
yes,
dogs
bro,
outside.
I'm telling you, if you remember where I lived in Backlot, you know coming to Backlot.
I know the geography. I know the geography, my nigga.
All them houses have dogs, nigga. Every one of them houses.
Nigga, I know
at
people.
Night. The dog yes. Outside at night.
Yes.
I know. 15 of them.
Yes.
Missing.
Yes, nigga.
Nobody.
Nobody what?
Nobody found. No dog.
No, bodies. Nigga.
And this ain't made the news.
Tevin will tell you, bro. Right after we heard the dogs, bro.
Link it up.
Nigga, alright. I'm telling you, bro.
Nigga.
15.
Nigga, Peter would have been
if
here.
If it wasn't 15, it was
15. Nigga, Peter would have been here.
Peter would have popped up on dirt.
Right.
Tell you, bro.
With the microphone and the cameras and the soft music. There's 15 missing dogs here in Hanover.
And what can you do about it?
Make the news.
Nigga, make the news.
And then what?
Something about 15 missing dogs.
It's going to be like, what? If anything, all they can think about is it's some dogs fucking coyotes.
I'm just saying.
15. That coyote ate 15 of them.
I'm saying not. I'm not saying just one coyote. I'm saying if somebody.
One alien.
Right, this is what I'm saying.
Took $15.
If something like this was supposed to happen, if something like this happened, and you know it's fucking coyotes over here that eat dogs, coyotes will eat a dog.
If a it's whole dog. Then
it yes. eat a whole, no traces, none of the dog left.
Yes.
Nothing, just the leash.
Nothing. Not even a leash. They're outside in their backyard. Ain't no leash.
A dog has a leash on. Just the collar left.
Not even that.
Not even broken.
Nothing.
Collar put together.
Collar's just not there.
So, hey,
the coyote ate the collar, too.
A dog will fight a coyote, though.
That's like killing somebody, right? And ain't nobody. You know what I'm saying? Because you got rid of the body. Right. What happened? Ain't no clothes left?
No.
He wasn't wearing no shoes?
You get rid of all that shit.
Ain't no hair? You ate it all?
You get rid of all that shit.
So the coyote, right?
The alien.
But you.
The fucking alien.
This motherfucker said, I can understand like 4 or 5 dogs.
I can understand a dog.
15 a night?
Tell me, bro.
A night. No trace.
You don't gotta believe me, bro.
One night. One bill suit can't do $15. Get up out of here.
Nah, that's cool.
Nah, that's alright, dog.
I seen a lot of them monsters.
Tell you.
Alright, dude. See? This is gonna come up again.
So I know somebody with a can HP look that shit up, investigate it or something.
I'm gonna ask Gary.
What the fuck can you investigate? What you gonna look up? A dog? The fucking dog eater in Animal Park?
Something gonna happen. Right. If somebody if a vampire attacked out here, they'll know it's a vampire.
I mean, yeah,
because
that would leave a trace. A vampire ain't gonna eat a whole fucking body.
It ain't no trace. Well, where the $15 at, bro? Where the families missing their dogs? Why they ain't on TV? Why ain't
say what? My dog missing? My dog probably ran away.
Along with my neighbor.
Nobody is think you're not gonna just think that. If this is a dog, dogs run away.
15 dogs run away together.
All dogs run away.
Dogs run away. Your first instinct ain't gonna be like, my dog's dead. That's not gonna be your first
for
instinct.
For 15 of them, dog.
They all run together like they organized.
Like you're still not just gonna be like, ain't nobody finna be like, damn, my dog's dead. That's not gonna be your first thought.
Like, fuck this domestic, like, we wanna live like okay, lame and shrimp.
That's not gonna be your first thought. My dog's probably dead. You
yeah, but
like,
if 14
of y'all make what the fuck? They just gonna be like, what the fuck? That's weird.
Yeah, well, so we should probably call the police and let them know that my dog missing, along with Jimmy, Timmy, Alisa, Alice, Jonas, and Joanne, dog, and the creepy man from down the street, too. We should let them know that they shit gone, too.
And then what the police
The police gonna say something. Look, people.
No, they're not.
Listen. There are 15 dogs missing.
Bro, white people love their dogs, bro.
Right.
White people would kill themselves over their dogs, bro.
I'll tell you, bro.
They would sacrifice themselves over a dog.
Yeah, yo, auntie would die, but let that dog die.
They would go crazy. Yeah, John Wick and shit. They would turn to John Wick and shoot the block up for a dog.
I'll tell you.
Maybe a whole movie about a cat. Motherfuckers lost it. They needed their cat back. Ooh. How many movies have you seen with dogs? Motherfuckers go crazy over their dog. They need to go get their dog back. Yeah. Alien. This nigga said alien. 15 dogs.
Alien, bro.
15 dogs.
AP.
Of all places.
I caught that motherfucker. Put on a leash.
Caught the alien. I came hard to a hard standstill.
So, I don't believe me, cuz.
No, I'm just. That's hard unbelievable.
That's hard. To
that's fine.
No, it's great. No,
That's what makes it extraordinary, because it's something that wouldn't have. That ain't nothing. That's just.
You believe in God?
No.
You can believe in God?
No, I don't.
You don't believe in one higher, all knowing power?
But believe in alien.
Nothing.
Yep.
But he believe in an alien.
See an alien.
When have
you
seen an alien?
You
you saw an alien and took $15 in one night.
He didn't see the alien. The dog that came up missing.
No, I seen it with my own eyes.
It was a raccoon and then it stretched out.
And you had to...
What? I didn't run shit. I froze, bro.
Ate his ass and he ate $15.
It ran away from me. When they seen me, that
you
kind of
looked like a dog. Like, just a little bit. Like, I swear to God, like, if I was an alien, I would have... But like, you know, this might be number 16 right here.
Right.
Shit.
He's like a dog, bro. Not a big ass dog.
Sorry, biggest dog I've ever seen in my life.
I don't got blame in.
That's true.
I'm gonna go investigate. Fuck that.
Right.
Finna go get 15 more dogs. Put them bitches out.
Right. We just leave them in a, you know, a little park across the street from fucking Tony's. Chain them up right there. Yeah, they're fucking
put a camera right there. Put a camera right there.
Hold camera. Paranormal activity. Let's see what happens. Whole alien come out.
A big ass cougar right there.
One fell swoop, one big ass hand come through.
I'm mean, yeah, they did it right.
Yeah, he was right, y'all. Alright, let's do that
thing,
bro.
My friend bought $15.
I'll set this shit up, bro.
He finna go get $15.
Right, it's time up. Everybody get a bowl. Fuck out of here.
It's $15, man. If you think about that, JJ, if you told somebody else that did that for real, got $15 and put him out there on the leash.
No, think about him telling this story to anybody else, not his friends.
That would send your ass to a mental hospital.
Yeah. No, like somebody like. Like, something really happened. All right, so, like, there was $15 and one dead body. And so you had to tell them you seen the alien. Right? So you in the 448, right? And there's 15 missing dogs and one dead body. You know what I'm saying? You in there because you from the area. You like, man, I wasn't going to tell nobody about this, but... I did see something.
I'm not gonna tell nobody.
You had to tell them, bro.
I don't tell them. I don't know anything.
What? This nigga's at the first 48. He did with a square. Right. I'm out.
Telling us, I don't know.
He said, but I see shit for 15.
But I know about the $15.
I ain't see shit with the $15 gone. He said, it's alien. The sky's falling.
Right. Fucking alien.
Alright,
man.
That motherfucker is alien doing acrobat tricks and shit, doing flip up a car and shit, parkour.
Boy.
He's out there new parkour.
Shit, we out of here, boy. Sign off.
Sign off.
If y'all see an alien out there, a raccoon shaped alien, please let us know.
Contact
me.
I want to see it.